God receives glory even in adversity and trouble and sickness. The Lord can work and move in situations to show himself mighty and strong. And so many of you are sharing tonight about how that the Lord spoke to you and what you felt so impressed about during these meetings, what we can do personally. And I just want to just tell you how I feel like the Lord has really impressed me, talked to me through all of these services. And he's talked to me about boldness. Boldness. Because everywhere I look, and I'm sure you all are thinking about the same thing oftentimes, and that is that those that are in the world, those that are anti-God and anti-Bible, and that spirit that seems to be so prevalent in our world today is so bold. Those that are opposing Jesus and the gospel are so bold in what they're doing. These extremists, terrorists, are so bold doing what they are doing and declaring what they are going to do. And they have such a boldness. But do you understand with me that God has called us and has equipped us as believers to be bold. Bold to step out for him and bold to speak for him. Bold to step out into new things and new ways that he may want to use us. And then bold to give us a voice. That we are willing to speak up for the Lord. We're willing to speak even in the public. Brother Presley told me about going Monday to a restaurant here in town. And they were just, their family was just taking pictures in the restaurant. They wanted to take pictures of their family in this restaurant. And a lady walked up to them and said, he said she wasn't their waitress, but she was an employee at the restaurant. Walked up to them and said, "Are you folks Pentecostal people?" And he said, "Yes, we are." And she began to talk to him about, she was from Pineville, Kentucky. And she began to talk to him about her past and how that she used to serve God and she used to go to church. And he began to witness to her right there in that restaurant. She followed them out into the parking lot. And in the parking lot, they had a prayer meeting. And he said the tears just flowed. And this lady promised that she would be in the house of the Lord. She would go back to church. And she just got prayed through in the parking lot. I do believe that what the Lord wants to do for us is to make us bold spokesmen for God. Bold witnesses for the Lord. Willing to speak up. Willing to declare the name of the Lord. Willing to give to this generation that's so bold to oppose God. And it almost feels like that we're being pushed into a corner. We're this little minority in a nation that actually was founded upon these Bible principles. And we're just being pushed into the corner as if we have no voice. And that's just not the will of God. And we have been empowered of the Spirit so that we can have a voice in this generation and speak up for the Lord. When you read in the early chapters of the book of Acts, whenever there were miracles and God was, there seemed to be the outpouring of the Spirit in Acts chapter 2, and then the miracles that were beginning to take place. And just as soon as that man that was healed at the Gate Beautiful, then the next chapter, there's this opposition they come against the apostles to try to stop them from preaching in his name. And their response was, we cannot not speak. We cannot but speak in his name. No matter what you do or what you say, there is a higher law that says that we must speak for the name of the Lord. We must declare His name in our generation. Acts 4 and 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Amen. That was their only qualification. They were ignorant. They were uneducated. They didn't have any other qualification except that it was obvious that they had spent a lot of time with Jesus. And whenever they spoke and they worked miracles, they were just continuing to do the ministry that Jesus had done before His ascension. And that was really the plan of God. And all these centuries later, that continues to be the plan of God for us. That we keep doing on earth what Jesus was doing on earth. That we declare the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we go forth with boldness and with power. And that was the thing that lent credibility to them, was they had been with the Lord. Amen. That's the thing that will empower us and give us a confidence and assurance so that we can speak the name of the Lord and be a witness to our world around us. They threatened them and tried to stop them. It says in chapter 4, verse 29, that they began to cry out to God, "Now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness that we may speak thy word." The threats didn't stop them. It didn't cause them to go home and give it up. But instead, they just went to the Lord and said, "They're threatening us. We're under the pressure of the threat of our lives, Lord. But we're not going to stop. Just grant unto us power and boldness that we might speak your word." Amen. I don't know that it ever entered into their mind to stop. They just asked God, "Lord, give us the grace and the power so that we can go on and do what you've commanded us to do." And then in Acts 4 and 31 it says, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." Praise the Lord. It was the power of the Spirit of God. It was the Holy Ghost, the power that emboldened them, that strengthened them, that gave them confidence and assurance to keep going, speaking, and declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. I just feel like that the Lord has, through these meetings, has spoken to me about being more outspoken, about being bolder, about speaking more freely about the Lord, about not allowing this opposing spirit that's in our world today to cause us to clam up and to think that what we need to do is just hide in a corner until Jesus comes. We know that in these last days He has provided for us power to be able to have an impact upon our generation. Amen. That was the only qualification. The only qualification for them was that they had been with Jesus. They prayed and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And that power equipped them to be able to face the challenges and even the threats against their lives. Amen. We hear the missionaries. All of my life I've heard missionaries talking about the dangers they have faced, the problems, the opposition to the gospel. And many missionaries have faced, the church buildings being burned down and their families being threatened and all types of things that many have suffered. But they just pressed on. They persevered in the face of that threat. You understand that what the enemy wants to do is shut you up. He wants to stop the message of the gospel. And if he can do it through fear or through intimidation or however that he can do it, that's his goal. His ultimate goal is to get you to close your mouth and to stop talking about Jesus and about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. But I want you to be encouraged tonight and to allow God to speak to you. That God is a God that has always spoken, and He wants to speak to this generation. He wants to speak to those that are around you, those that are within your reach, and those that are in your life. He wants to use you to speak to them. Let me just look at another, just give me 5 more minutes here. Hebrews chapter 1, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. If there's anything that we know, there's many attributes of the Lord, but we understand that one thing about God that never changes, and that he has a voice, and God has always spoken. He spoke in olden days by the prophets. But now He speaks today through His Son, Jesus Christ. And as you and I are representatives, we are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. He wants to speak. His voice wants to be declared, and the gospel needs to be declared through you and me, right here in our neighborhood. And until the Lord calls you to some foreign field, and He might do that, and if He does, if He puts His hand upon you for that, then we'll pray for you and encourage you to go forth and to do what He's calling you to do. But until He calls you to that foreign field or to that other mission field, you are called to your field, where you are now, where He has placed you in your daily responsibility, in your area of reach to your friends and neighbors and work friends and family and different ones. God, until you're sent to some foreign field, you are sent to those every day of your life that God is arranging divine appointments for you. And so speak up, speak up. It's my nature to be backward and shy. I grew up, that's just who I was. So timid, so backward, and just didn't have very many words to say. And it was, sometimes even now, my wife will talk to me, and she'll say, "Okay, I'm just going to go on the other room because you don't have anything to add to this conversation." That's just my nature. And I have to fight against my nature to do the things that God's called me to do. And to step up to the pulpit or to be a witness or whatever it is that he gives me opportunity to do. It doesn't come natural to me. It has to be something that God can accomplish in our lives. So the qualification the disciples, those early apostles, had where they had been with Jesus, and that they prayed and sought the Lord for strength and boldness, and they were empowered of the Spirit to speak the word with boldness. And they were able to fulfill their calling. So can you, so can I, so can all of us. And we have such a world around us. I know that London, Kentucky, Laurel County is, you know, there's a lot of religion. There's a lot of churches. There's a lot of Christian people in our area, but there's so many people around us that don't know the Lord. There's so many in this, even in this community that's so churchy, there's still so many people who aren't serving God. They don't know the Lord, and we are called to them. We are called to them to declare with boldness the name of the Lord. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. And when you read verses 2, 3, and 4, and I don't have time to get into all this, will have to be later, but you can see all the wonderful attributes of who our Lord is that should encourage us. It should encourage us. And I've got a message here to go with each one of these points here, but let me just real quickly close this out. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. That's number one. Here are the reasons why we ought to be able to speak boldly. Number one, Jesus is heir of all things. Amen. He is the heir of all things. Number two, by whom also he made the worlds. He is the creator of all things. Amen. Verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory, he is the brightness of the glory of God. That same brightness that shined to Saul on the road to Damascus, who revealed himself in the brightness of his glory. That's who Jesus is, who wants to reveal himself to the world. Amen. That's number 3. He is the brightness of his glory. He is the express image of his person. That's number 4. Number 5, he upholds all things by the word of his power. That's number 5. Everything. You think that the sun came up this morning just because that's what happens? No, it didn't. Everything that's going on in our world, the sun came up this morning because it's all in the hand of God. Everything is in his power and in his control. And everything that's transpiring in creation and in the world, God has it in the power of his hand. Amen. These verses are describing who Jesus the Son is, who we need to be bold enough to reveal to this world. The express image of his person, the upholding of all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sin, Jesus is the only one that can deal with the problems of sin in the world. Nobody else can do that. Only Jesus. That's number 6. And then number 7, after he's purged himself, purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. That's where he is right now. Those are 7 reasons right there that declares the power and the glory of Jesus Christ and why we should have confidence and boldness to speak up to this world about him. But now he's seated at the right hand of the Father and he's making intercession for us. Why did he sit down? Well, he sat down because the work, the high priestly work was completed. And he sat down. It was over. Nothing else could ever be done. Jesus paid it all for men to be saved. And he's seated at the right hand of the Father, praying for you, interceding for you and for me. Those are 7 reasons why we should have boldness to speak the name of Jesus Christ, who he is, demonstrating his might and his power and what he has done and what he is still doing today, so we can declare to the world Jesus Christ. And so for me, this week, the Lord dealt with me about my backwardness, my lack of willingness to speak up when I have opportunities to be there, to speak up for Jesus. Amen. To declare with boldness the name of the Lord. Praise God. And when you're willing to do that, it's yet to be seen what the Lord can do. Amen. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And hungry people and needy people are out there. They need to hear from you what Jesus has done in your life. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Could we take a moment and just pray that the Lord would grant unto us as a group of people, group of believers, a greater boldness than we have ever experienced before to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I feel my inability. I recognize, Lord, my weakness in the flesh. But Lord, I know that if I spend time with you like those apostles did, it's going to be obvious to the world that I have been in your presence. Lord, and if I am filled with your Spirit, Lord, that I'm going to have an endowment of power. I'm going to have a divine ability, Lord, to speak up the gospel to this world that needs to hear. You have always spoken. You have always been a God who has spoken. And Lord, in these last days, you speak through the church as we declare Jesus Christ to the world. Oh, what an amazing opportunity. Thank you, Lord, that you've counted us worthy. You count us worthy, Lord, to be used of you. Use everyone in this place, Lord, as missionaries to our families, to our neighborhood, to our community, Lord, and to our own area of responsibility. Lord, give us boldness and power, Lord, to speak up the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord.